Now, John, just first things first, pre-season's over, that's in the can. The Munster Senior Hurling League is parked. Down to business now, the league campaign getting underway, and I suppose a mouth-watering tie to open with.
Yeah, listen, I suppose we've had 6 or 7 good weeks of pre-season under our belt now at this stage, and, you know, all the teams are probably the same boat, you know, they're chomping at the bit to get going with the league now. And, we've a series of fixtures ahead of us now that are all quite challenging, so... Yeah, we kicked off tomorrow night in Thurles with Tipperary, and they're All-Ireland champions, so it'll be a good test for us.
Just looking at the starting lineup for the game, John, similar to the final against Cork a few weeks ago, your thought process with the selection, is it kind of picking on form, or is this a particular mix that you felt you needed to test out in fully competitive action?
Yeah, I suppose, without getting maybe into too much detail, but like at the same time, you know, the lads played three matches within the Munster League and acquitted themselves very well indeed. And, you know, the purpose of these competitions is to broaden the strength of the and depth of our panel, you know, before the championship comes around. And, you know, that means that we're going to have to, you know, spread the load across the group as much as we can. It's a fairly intensive league campaign as well. You know, we've got 5 matches in 6 weeks. So that's very, very tight. And should we qualify from the group, then you've a quarterfinal the week after. And, you know, that means that you've a very, very tight schedule. You're going to use a lot of players with lads involved in Fitzgibbon Cup at the moment as well. So, you know, it's a case of just trying to be, you know, as sharing of the load as possible across the group. And it's very competitive at the moment as well. So, you know, these lads have done well and they have their hand put up and they have their hand on the jersey. So it's their jersey at the moment.
Yeah, talking about competition, John, I suppose the strength of the bench definitely stands out coming into this game. Plenty of experienced heads in there and players who you'd hope can come in and turn a game on its head if called upon.
Yeah, of course, we won't be hoping to have to bring lads on to turn the game around. You know, we'll be hoping that the lads that are on the pitch from the get-go to get off to a really good start and, you know, set the tempo to the game. And, you know, when we do need lads to come on, when lads are maybe tiring towards the latter end of the game, that they, you know, they'll bring a bit of freshness and the energy and bring that competitive edge in it that they want to show that their desire to get their hands on a jersey again for the following day against Galway.
Just looking at what maybe the panel, one absentee who had a fantastic pre-season, we'll say, Adrian Breen, is he struggling with a knock at the moment?
Yeah, he just has an ankle issue at the moment. But, it's only a short-term injury. It's only going to be a couple of weeks, so... hopefully in maybe 3 weeks' time he'll be resuming training again. So it's just a little bit of a knockback. He's just been unfortunate to pick up a knock in the Clare match just before half time. And he's healing well, and hopefully in the next 3 weeks he'll resume training.
Obviously coming into a new competitive campaign, John, and I suppose when you plot out the year, I think you've said before that division kind of has to end on All-Ireland final day as top priority, and you build towards that. How do you kind of prioritise the likes of the league? Is a title the end goal, or is it just a stepping stone towards trying to hit your peak come championship?
No, it's most certainly, we're not looking at any of those objectives really at the moment. You know, you can't really, you know, as I said to you, the games come very quick and fast, and if you're thinking beyond, say tomorrow night, for example, you know, your focus is elsewhere and it's not on the game in hand. And you really, I know it might sound cliche, but you can actually only really concentrate on one single entity in terms of competitiveness. And it's just taking each game as it comes along. So for us tomorrow night, that's where our focus is. That's where our focus is at. And there's no consideration whatsoever given to where it will be in 6 or 8 weeks' time or 5 months' time or 6 months' time, you know. So yeah, that'll all come in its own good time. At the moment, we're in the Allianz Hurling League. That's the competition that's on at the moment. We want to do as well as we possibly can in it, and we want to try and do as well as we possibly can in every single game in it. And that starts tomorrow night with Tipperary and Thurles, and you know that's a tough fixture to start off with. Going to the All Ireland champions to play your first match in the league is always a big challenge, but you know we're looking forward to it, and we've our work done. We know we're ready for it, and we'll go and put our best foot forward.
Has the dynamic changed at all over the past couple of years, John, as you come into these competitions? I mean, obviously, plenty of silverware in the bag over the last few seasons. Does the self-expectancy and maybe the dressing room dynamic change a bit going into these competitions as the years go on, in your opinion, under your tenure?
I don't think so, no. No, 2020 is a new season, a fresh start, clean slate. You know, we've nothing won, we've nothing lost. So it's a case of, you know, putting your best foot forward and, you know, taking the season for what it is in itself, you know. Any consideration to the past is non-existent, you know. Those seasons are gone, they're done. We did the best we could in them. We got what we got out of them. But, you know, for us, our focus is solely on 2020 now and pushing forward and trying to be the best team we can be for 2020.
Tipperary, obviously, like yourselves, coming into 2020, they'll be looking at it probably the exact same way. They'll be well up for the game tomorrow, looking to kind of pick up where they left off last season, you'd imagine. Limerick coming down to Semple Stadium, I'm sure they're kind of licking the chops, waiting for you to come down to their home patch.
Oh, sure, I have no doubt that we'll get a very warm reception tomorrow night, you know, and that there'll be a very competitive edge to the game. I've no doubt about that whatsoever. You know, the home games are extremely important. So, you know, Tipperary will obviously be targeting this game tomorrow night. But, you know, that's their business. That's their approach or whatever it might be. But for us, all we can control is our own approach, our own preparation, and ensuring that we get everything right in advance. And as I said, you know, our pre-season has gone well. We're ready for the game tomorrow night. We're looking forward to it. We know it'll be difficult. It'll be a big challenge. But, you know, that's why we're in there. And that's why we're glad to be playing these games. You know, it's not that terribly long ago that we had, you know, a competition in the National Hurling League where, you know, we weren't playing the top teams and we were crying out for an opportunity to play the top teams. We were having to wait maybe for a quarter final to get a game against the top team in the league. So, you know, we have the opportunity now. We worked hard to earn that opportunity and we're going to relish it and we're going to make the most of it.
Is this the perfect test to open the campaign with, John?
Ah, sure. Listen, in our group, you've Galway, you've Waterford, you've Cork and Tip and Westmeath, you know. Take your pick, you're going to have a fine, tough game. So, you know, this is just the way the draw came out. And it is what it is. We're playing Tip tomorrow night and we'll just get on with it.
Just finally, John, a bit of news, obviously, during the week. Declan Hannan's going to lead the side again this season. 2018 All-Ireland winning captain, of course, and captain last year as well. And Cian Lynch in as vice-captain. You're quite satisfied for those two to lead by example and lead the team this season.
Yeah, listen, we're very blessed to have him. Numerous leaders in the group, you know, with a very strong leadership capacity within the group. Declan has been an exceptional captain over the last 3 years, and I see no reason for changing that. He's very hungry for the job and for the work, and he's an excellent captain. We're very fortunate to have him, and you know, Keane has been a fantastic leader on the pitch as well for us in recent years, and I'm sure he'll only build on that now in the year ahead as the vice captain.